Hey, 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 welcome, welcome, welcome to the Success by Design, the podcast that empowers high achievers to take control of their career, elevate their business, or find greater balance and fulfillment in life. How's everyone doing today? Hey, if you don't know me, I'm your host, Tim Madden, and here's what we're going to do on this podcast. We're going to offer actionable insight strategies, and hey, I have some just killer guests I'm going to bring on that are going to guide you toward meaningful growth, right? So how you can have success in your life. So if you don't know, hey, we had the podcast, the Executive Career Upgrades podcast for, man, almost 3 years. And during that time, we helped transform the lives of literally thousands of directors, VPs, and executives in corporate America, right? Getting the job, keeping the job, being successful at the job. But one core component we found that was missing in that is, hey, how do we have success? How can we have success in all areas of our life? So not, we're still going to talk about success in business and leadership, success in obtaining that role, but we're going to talk about how to have success in your life as well, because that's an important component. Because here's what I know. You can have a great job, right? But if stuff isn't in order outside of your job, you're going to live in chaos. And vice versa, right? A lot of people have it where their life's going really good, right? But inside their business or inside what they actually do, it's maybe in turmoil. And then what do? When you get home, what are you worried about? You're worried about not making the sales, the marketing campaigns or everything, and it weighs on it, right? So how can we have that correct level of balance between life, career, business? That's what we're talking about on this podcast. Super excited. So hey, you can join us. We are going to do a live episode every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, stream to multiple platforms. We're also going to shoot for, hey, two other episodes per week. So the goal leading up to January 1st is, hey, how can we load you up with a lot of great information so you can go into 2025 and have success? But hey, we have to design it first. So that's what we're going to be talking about on this podcast. Thank you for joining me today. Hey, I want to start off by a quote. This is, by the way, one of my favorite quotes about winning and success. Never heard it. It's from Lewis Carolla. He's the Georgia Tech strength coach. And man, if you want to talk about motivation, man, motivate a guy who knows how to motivate his team, right? By the way, he's the strength coach there at Georgia Tech. I want to share something he said around success and winning. Here we go. But here's what you should know about winning before you chase it. Winning's not loyal to you. It doesn't care about you. Winning doesn't care how sore you are. Winning doesn't care how much sleep you get. Winning doesn't care how hard you work at times. And sometimes a guy or gal outwork doesn't outwork you, and he or she still wins. It isn't fair. Winning requires all of you and then more, and it promises you nothing. It's a mastermind of creating fear and doubt in your mind. It causes setback after setback. So the question about winning, are you willing to sprint when the distance is unknown? And why chase this thing called winning? Because the only thing that's guaranteed in life, if you don't chase it, is losing. How do you define success? How do you define it? So many people are out there trying to have success, but they haven't even defined what it actually means for them. How much money is that? How is your family life, right? So I would urge you, as we kick off episode one of the Success by Design podcast, right? I want to urge you, what does success mean to you, right? Because it's more than just titles, paychecks, and promotions. And those markers are kind of misleading from times. So I came up with my own definition. Let me know what you think. Success is the courage to pursue your dreams, the resilience to overcome obstacles, and the wisdom to learn from every experience. It's about becoming the best version of yourself every single day. And most of the time it sucks. If you're listening, hey, having success, demanding success is tough. It's extremely tough. It is the daily battle with your mind. So hey, you need to decide on this first episode, right? What does success mean to you? Because most of the time it's subjective and everyone has a different definition. So here's what you should include as you're thinking, hey, how do I define my success? A lot of people, right? is I'll be successful when those things. But I will tell you, it should just reflect these three things as you think about it. Let me take a drink of water. All right. Your version of success should include your personal values, your passion, and your life goals. What are those goals, man? So many people over the years, right, here at Exec Upgrades, and by the way, hey, if you need help in your career, if you're trying to land a new position, get the job, keep the job, be successful at the job, go to execupgrades.com/podcast, schedule a free career consultation with our team. But hey, so many people, right? We've talked to so many people over the years. Last year we talked to 19,000 people. That's a lot of people in the job market. Do you know that most people don't even know their next career move? These are directors, VPs, and executives. They don't know what company they want to work at. They don't know where they want to live. They don't know if they want to work remote. Most of them have general ideas of how much money they want to make. A lot of them don't even know job titles. Success by design. That's where a lot of people fail, right? They don't take the time to design what success looks like, right? And they're stuck in this thinking mode forever. You have to get clear on your goals. And specifically, though, you have to get clear on what does success mean to you? Not everyone wants to be a CEO. Not everyone, you know, a lot of people want to live their life different ways, and that's totally fine. What is it for you? Only you can tell yourself that. A coach can't tell you. A mentor can't tell you, hey, this is how you have a successful life. That's something that you're going to have to define on your own. And it's really sad, right? If you're 40, 50, 60 years old, and you don't even know what success means to you in your life specifically and how you can have it. Food for thought. Hey, define success. Number two, core components of success. Okay. What a lot of people don't talk about is impact and legacy. Right? Impact and legacy. What kind of a legacy do you want to leave? I say that word because a lot of the people we talk to, right, say how they want to make more, they want to be a role model for others, right? They want to be a role model for their family. What kind of a legacy do you want to leave, right, when you are no longer on this planet? Who do you want to impact? What do you want your family to think of you? A lot of people don't take the time to ask themselves these questions. So they go fumbling through life. And they wonder why they're not having success. They wonder why they're not happy. They wonder why they're burnout. Dude, you're going to get burnout if you don't know where you're going, why you're going there, because the road's going to be tough. So what kind of a legacy do you want to leave, right? So when we're talking about core components of success, one is legacy, two, fulfillment and happiness. We talked about that briefly. And number three, balance and well-being. When you're determining what success in your life looks like, let me add a couple things for you. I talked about this on, you know, executives who just started a new job, right? We have a program here at Exec Upgrades called Mastering Your First 100 Days. And what we were talking about is, hey, you need to protect your time. Now, we've talked about time blocking on this episode. We've talked about how to manage your time, et cetera, right? But most people, right, we haven't talked about how to protect your time. So when we talk about balance and well-being being core components of success, how are you going to balance it? Are you a person who enjoys working 80 to 100 hours a week? Some of you do, right? I probably do. Hey, do you only want to work 40 hours a week and work remote? What does your life look like, man? What does a joyful life look like for you? Only you can map that out. But hey, one of those core components is protecting your time. You know, one of the things I try to do when I get home from the office, whether it's at 4:30 some days, 5:30 some days, 7 some days, is right when I get home, hey, my phone's being put down until my little man goes to sleep. Because if not, if my phone's out, man, I'm going to keep looking at it, right? So that's when I try to protect my time, right when I get home. What do you do? Now, mindset is going to play an important role, as we've stated this over many episodes here at Exec Upgrades, right? Christina has hopped on as well, showing, you know, in her book, The Fearless Executive. Definitely go pick that up on Amazon. Just a great book with, you know, tactics and strategies on how to get your mind right. But when we're talking about mindset, success is an ongoing journey, right? That's why I love that quote by Lewis that I shared at the beginning of the podcast, right? Hey, are you willing to sprint when you don't know the destination? How can we keep ourselves in that right mindset? Because success is rarely a short line, or a straight line, right? And I don't know about you, but any success I've had in my life, I've had to overcome resilience, or I've had to have resilience and adaptability so many times in my career. And in the military, I think of all of those setbacks I have in school, all of the papers I didn't run right, right? Struggling. I don't know about you, but I remember during my undergrad, man, struggling, senioritis, right? Trying to get those last credits. And then the same thing with my MBA program, right? Those last large papers you got to do, or all these military schools, or, right? So I understand the importance of resilience and adaptability. Do you? I hope you do, because you are going to have to overcome hard things in your life, in your family life, in your career, in different areas. So we have to accept it. So what is your own version of success? That is my question for you today. How much money do you have? What does your family look like? Where do you live? Do you do things around the community? Are you a part of a church group? Do you coach little kids soccer, baseball, high school football? What does success mean to you? Because what I learned after doing the Exec Upgrades podcast, it's a lot more than your career. So what is it for you? Until you know what that is, it's very hard to work towards it. You know, my mentor, Brandon Dawson, he always says, right? What does he say? Yeah. If you don't know where you're going, you're going to get lost. Which means if you don't know what success looked like, you're not going to have it. If you don't have goals, you're not going to achieve them. So step one, as we're starting the new Success by Design podcast, I want you to determine what does success look like for you? Because until you write it down, until you start thinking about it, you aren't going to have it. But the good news is you're tuning into this podcast. So I definitely know that you're going to have success in your life and in your career, because that's what we're dedicated to bringing you, right? Sharing stories of things I've had to overcome, but most importantly, bringing on special guests to say, hey, how have they defined success on their own terms? And what are they proactively doing every single day to achieve them? That's what I'm dedicated to deliver to you every single day. So what does success mean to you? Hey, let me know what success means to you by emailing me at tim@execupgrades.com, and I'll share some on the next episode of the Success by Design podcast. Until next week, have a great day, everyone.